What was that? I mean, that long list of strange names we all had just to stand through just now. I mean, who is Abijah, Achim, and Hezron? And really, who cares? All those people are the ancestors of Joseph, moreover. And Joseph was not the father of Jesus, but only the foster father. And so, literally and technically, this is not Jesus' genealogy. That was not Jesus' bloodline. So why is it important for us to hear this when we gather here tonight to celebrate the birth of Jesus? Well, it's because this bizarre, seemingly endless list of names elucidates for us the meaning of what we celebrate here tonight. Joseph of Nazareth, the son of Abraham, of the royal lineage of David, a just man, the spouse of Jesus' mother, adopts this mysterious child, and by doing so, imparts to Jesus the Davidic rights of inheritance, so that later on, Jesus could truly be called Son of David, the Messiah. But still, why the name? Because it shows us that the mystery of the incarnation that we celebrate here tonight happened in the midst of the warp and woof of the march of human time and history. And that's what St. Paul brings out in his sermon in our first letter, where he traces that everything that happened in human history up to that time only led up to the coming of Jesus among us. And so, that 42 generations of Joseph's ancestry underlines that the incarnation was truly about the Word becoming flesh in the ongoing story of the life of the human race. He who was eternal enters human time. He who is divine becomes an intimate part of the story of the human race. And Joseph adopts Jesus, this mysterious child, into his human family, and thus into the human family. Thank you, Saint Joseph. And welcomes him on behalf of all of us in the human family. And Jesus, born not from the will of a human being, but from the will of God, adopts our human race. You know, that long line of Joseph's genealogy is a race of saints and sinners, ruffians and exiles, wise men, poets and quarrelers. And Jesus takes them all to himself. He owns them as his family. Which helps us understand why the accusation was later leveled at Jesus that he eats with sinners. In other words, God did not scrap everything that happened before Jesus was born at Bethlehem and start from scratch. No, he joined himself to a human family with a dysfunctional history and transformed it by his presence. So that now, Abijah and Achim and Hezron and all those other characters, many of whom we know virtually nothing about. All of a sudden are forever memorialized on the first page of the great story of God with us. Because unknown to them, their lives became bearers of the sacred mystery that was to come. And so what does that mean for all of us gathered here tonight? We who are baptized have also been adopted. We have been adopted as children of God because of that one moment in history when Joseph adopted the Son of God as his own. Through baptism, moreover, we become part of him as his body, Jesus Christ's body. So that now Emmanuel, God with us, is forever present in our time, in our histories, in our dysfunctional families. And he is there to transform our real lives, taking us right where we are. And because God is with us, and because we are organically with Christ through baptism, we who are even more anonymous than Abijah, Ahim, and Hezron, and all those others, we become bearers of the sacred mystery of God with the human race. So that, as one of our newest saints, recently canonized by Pope Francis, Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, put it, all of us can become a kind of incarnation of the Word ourselves. Each of us, another humanity for him, in which he can renew his whole mystery. And so may our worthy celebration of this great feast of the Nativity of Jesus and our reception of the Eucharist at it give us the grace to bear the mystery to God's glory. May Christ be praised forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.